You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for this little nugget.
It's time for Tools of the Trade, thanks to Music Planet.
I don't know.
Welcome to Tools of the Trade, where we talk musical instruments, and John just stands back and wonders what's going on.
Hey, John.
We're delighted today because we have Chris Marshall from around BFM number one. That's where I know you from. Yep. And then turns out you're in about a million bands. That's pretty typical of bass players, eh? It's like kind of hard to find a... I think so. Let me rattle off a couple that you've told me. You're in Miss June, the Miltones, Trapjaw Kelpie, who is playing, by the way, on Friday at the Breakfast Club. And Balu Brigada,
yeah,
to name a few.
Yeah. Also, shout out to Alt Quad, which is a metal band I jam with.
Oh, far out! See what? Wow! Like right across all the genres. What drew you to the bass guitar?
I don't know, man. I kind of like playing the or being the bedding in a band. Like
right on.
Playing
it's
more rhythm stuff.
It's quite a powerful position, like more so than people think.
Yeah. It's a lot. Like you notice when it's not there, not necessarily
when it's wrong.
Exactly.
It's just horrible.
Yeah.
Now, specifically, you are playing what is essentially like a
Music Man Stingray.
Yes, and now that is it's like a sort of a more approachable sort of cheaper version than the Sterling.
Or? No, it's actually the opposite way.
Oh, right.
The Sterling's the cheaper.
Oh,
one.
Far out.
Yeah.
Oh, sick! You got the real deal.
Yeah.
Oh, well, shut my goddamn mouth. It's got a really nice fretwear on there. You've got it's getting a nice little character about
it. It's pretty well used.
What are the what's the feature sets of a Music Man Sting? Was it Stingray?
Yeah.
Like, I see you've got four knobs there, mm-hmm. But only one pickup.
Yep. So the four knobs, we have a treble, a mids, and a bass knob, and then the volume knob.
Mm-hmm.
It has an active pickup, which means it has a battery that's powering it.
A little 9-volt.
Yep. So it boosts the signal a bit harder.
Wow. Okay. That's interesting. Because we were talking off air. Because I went to the Wikipedia, didn't I, and have a look, and it turns out this particular bass is actually quite popular with shoegaze artists of the 90s, because it kind of used to cut through the mix of all the sort of fuzz and distortion.
Yeah,
and I wonder if that has anything to do with the active pickup.
Yeah, it would have to do with that, and also the placement of the pickup.
Very close to the bridge.
Close to the bridge, so you get more mids.
John's got something to say, shit!
Just with the 9-volt battery in there, do you have to make sure that it's, you know, like... got a decent amount of shelf life, or do you find yourself putting it on your tongue quite often to check the charge of the battery?
Do you want to hear the sound it makes when it runs out of?
Oh, I was going to say, do you get good results when it when the battery starts dying at all? Any kind of?
Oh, there's some cool sounds. Hang on, I'll see if I can make it.
Have you got like a battery killer switch on there?
I just pull the battery out.
Oh, right, so it does actually work without it.
It just goes quiet sometimes.
Oh, it's in there bloody tight.
It just makes a real squealy sound when it runs out of battery. And
right,
so you kind of, you notice, you know when it's run out, yeah.
Hey, now we were going to queue up a Miss June track. What one did you recommend? We've got a few on the playlist here.
Probably the most recent one, Anxiety on Repeat.
Anxiety on Repeat. How about we go ahead and sort of initiate people to the Miss June vibe and you playing bass in Miss June,
mm-hmm.
and go ahead and play this tune and we'll come back and... you can lay it down in the studio and John will play that Pretty Woman cover that he knows.
Yep.
Sweet.
Wicked words.
We'll be right back.
Chris Marshall slapping the bass there in that Miss June song. There you go. Now, just on the different bands that you play in, because the Miltones are like soul vibe, is that correct?
It's kind of more like funk? 70s rock vibe, yeah.
Do you find yourself using different pedals to get to different places, or is it just all...
Miss June's actually the only band that I really use pedals in.
Right. What about that metal band?
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah. That's a lie, I guess. I use different basses for different bands. Right. Well. Like, I have an Echo Florentine. It's a old vintage bass for the Miltones. But then I also like using the Music Man for, more soul and hip-hop and R&B type stuff, because you can get quite a round tone out of it
well. Can you give us a few, just like cruise through a few of the settings in the bass, see if we can hear different sort of tones and whatnot?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Music Man bass guitar here.
So if I was playing more Miss June stuff, I'd put more mids and take the bass out. So that's with no pedals, it's clean right now.
So a bit more of a nasal sort of tone, so the kick's sort of the winner of that sort of deal.
I guess so, yeah. Mm. And since I'm using a pick, it really makes it gruntier as well. And then if I roll off the...
I have got an 808 beat if you wanted to muck around.
and then if I add in or like roll off the mids and trebles and put in more bass.
Oh, that's nice. That's almost like that sounds like a flat double bass or something. It's great for that one pickup placement.
Yeah, hey. That's crazy. It's heaps of tonal range.
How long before you when did you decide? Oh, I need one of those basses. How did that come about?
It partly came about because it was available on TradeMe. Feeling pop up all the time.
Right.
Also because it's just got a name for itself.
Yeah. I was just going through the list of artists that use it, and it's heaps, man. Mm. From like Flea to... Jesus, everybody's had a stab.
ACDC.
Yeah, it'd almost be... It's kind of like it's good to have an alternative to the Fender, if I'm honest, you know, because you kind of get sick of seeing them a little bit.
Mm.
Now John's going to go ahead and read off the first paragraph of the history of how the Music Man bass came about. John, read away, my friend.
Big Hungry has chosen this little piece as a nice summary of their history. So in 1971, Fender employees Forrest White and Tom Walker, unhappy with the way CBS was managing the company, left their positions with Fender to start their own venture. Firstly known as Trisonics, and then later Musitech, the new company eventually settled on the name Music Man. And by 1974, the company began producing a hybrid tube solid state amplifier, co-designed by Tom Walker and Leo Fender, who was participating as a silent partner to the firm due to a non-compete clause in the sales contract Fender had signed when he sold his original company to CBS in 1965. After the clause expired in 1975, he was made president of Music Man, and by 1976, his consulting firm CLF Research had begun producing instruments bearing the name Music Man.
Now Music Man, what people might not know, is basically an Ernie Ball company, and they're famous for guitar strings.
Yep.
That's kind of like their main thing, right? Apart from like
a lot of people buy
Ernie Ball
strings.
Music Planet.
You can definitely pop down Music Planet and get something. Also, I should mention Music Planet has a grunty range of bass effects pedals as well. And Chris, you were saying you actually use Music Planet. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, it's a good vibe there.
Right on. What else can we say about this bass guitar? It is kind of weird how it's got that last tuning peg on the underside.
Yeah, I don't really know why that is.
I had a theory. You know how guitarists pass the nut, they'll put like a bit of fabric in here to stop vibration?
I think
if on a Fender, if this is all the way up here, that fourth string, that E string, no, what would it, it's a B, right?
The top one?
G
string.
Oh, G. So that would be, after the nut, quite a long run and might cause vibration.
Yeah, that's true.
That was just one, that was just off the top of my head.
It could also just be for aesthetic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sweet. So what's on the musical agenda for you, Chris?
So this Friday, like you said, Breakfast Club, playing with Trapjaw Kelpie.
When is some actual recorded music gonna come out of that?
Oh, I have
scenario.
No idea. I have no idea.
We're thirsty. Yeah.
I guess this Friday they might.
Yeah, true. That's true, actually. Yeah. What else is on there? Are you basically like a couple of gigs a week kind of scenario? Is that your vibe?
Yeah, usually, yeah.
Is that your crust?
That and teaching.
Oh,
teaching
cool. Bass. What do you teach?
I teach...
Don't say bass.
I actually
do
teach...
Do say bass.
Yeah, I teach guitar and double bass as electric bass, yeah.
Do you have a double bass?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. Those are massive, right?
They're real big. Giant violin.
Do you bust that out very often?
When I have to.
Yeah. Sweet. I thought we'd finish it all off with a shoegaze number. We've gone and chose Ride, a song called Seagull. Apparently, this dude was a big fan of this bass as well.
Man.
Any final notes to anybody just wanting to pick up the bass guitar and learn, or would you recommend the bass guitar? Or if you're a bassist,
I would definitely recommend the bass guitar.
Uh-huh.
Lots of people, or lots of guitarists are wankers.
Correct.
Don't be a wanker.
Yeah. You're actually in, bass players are in high demand.
Yeah, you'll get lots of gigs.
Yeah, it's so true, man.
Yeah.
So true. Hey, thanks so much for coming out and sharing your bass with us, man. Appreciate it. Here's Ride with Seagull.
Now, yes. what specials do we have going on at
That was Music Ride, with a song called Seagull, Music Man, a bass, big with the shoegazers. I didn't realise that. That active
Rage
pickup.
Against the Machine, AC/DC, Fancy. Fugazi.
I don't like the idea of having a battery you have to change all the time, but it actually makes sense if it's pushing a lot more power into your amp. Yes, Music Planet, for all your bass needs, they have a wicked range of...
bass pedals?
Yeah, but of electroharmonics, and electroharmonics basically have an awesome range of bass pedals. They have the Soul Food bass, they've got a really great chorus that's great on bass, all the fuzzes you need, and at the moment it's actually a sale going on with an average of about $40 off each pedal, so it actually works out probably cheaper than if you order it off the internet, which is quite radical.
So Big Hungry.
And they've got a lot of Agula pedals as well. So yeah, get along to Music Planet. As Chris said, good dudes down there. It's a really good vibe. You don't get that creepy vibe you get when you walk into most music shops.
Can I ask a question about your... if you go into a music shop with the intention of buying a pedal...
Yes.
...for your guitar,
mm-hmm.
Do you take in your own guitar and then go, can I play this pedal?
That would be quite grunty. No, I haven't never done that.
You
can usually find a guitar like your pedal, like your guitar you have.
So you just grab a guitar off the shelf and say, hey, can I have a rip on this pedal? Or do you already go in knowing what it will sound like?
That's that one.
You do?
That last option.
You just go in with a desired item that you like to purchase.
Yeah, because
that's how you shop.
I've YouTubed the crud out of it. You can imagine.
So you know what it sounds like.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So Music Planet then, for
right
bass pedals.
Trade thanks to Music Planet. Visit them in store or at musicplanet.co.nz.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.